my guest, I've been looking forward to this one, is Brenda Burling. She's been with Cambridge 105 a few times before, actually. I think this is probably about her third visit here. Might Make You Smile is a new book that even the Big C comes out. Cancer, of course, with a sense of humour in this book. It's going to be published very shortly, tomorrow, in fact, by Matthew James Publishing. I'm very pleased to see that 10% of proceeds from the book donated by this book. The proceeds will be going to the Helen Rollison Cancer Charity. There'll be a big book launch tomorrow afternoon. I'm privy to be able to go along to that. But right now, live in the studio with me is the author of that book, Brenda Burling, who's back to see us again today. Brenda,
good
welcome
morning.
Back. Smashing
Thank
to
you.
See you. I love your smile from across the other side of the studio. You see, flattery and charm will get me everywhere. So, Might Make You Smile, the latest book from yourself. It's your fourth book. A little bit of departure from what you've done sort of before this book.
It is, yes. This is actually a humorous take, but it's been provided by people who have actually dealt with cancer themselves, been affected by it, and also people that have actually worked alongside people that have been suffering with it. And the stories, the magic of the stories is that they're all real. These are things that have actually happened to people. And it does go to show that even in the darkest times, there is still humour to be found. And it's that that very often gives us the strength to move on with these things.
Terrible things that can happen to people. The other thing to ask you, of course, are these sort of anecdotal stories you've got mainly from ladies?
At the moment they are, yes. Mm. We do have, I think there's probably three or four in there where it's male patients that have dealt with it. And again, the humorous side of things, helping people get through what they have to do. But the majority of this is female.
And that because you've met up with many ladies in the Brafternoon sessions. We've told listeners about Brafternoon before, but we'll tell them more about that a bit later on. So how many stories in this new book might make you smile? How many have managed to gather together?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, bearing in mind, obviously, you send some enough, I believe there's approximately 30, 35. I'm not 100% sure.
It's nice to be able to lose count, actually, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Who designed the cover? Are you a bit of an artist? Did you get somebody to do that for you?
Absolutely not. I can barely draw a stick man. No, it's the artist that my publisher provided, and she's absolutely brilliant. She's called Angela Chick, and she is excellent.
There's all sorts of random things on the front of that. I know there's a 10. And when I first looked at it, mm-hmm. Brenda, I mean, I know you and I know it's not your 10th book, but I always thought this is sort of the 10th in this series. I don't quite know why there's a 10 at the bottom of the front, on the front cover at the bottom on the left-hand side there. I don't know whether you know yourself, but
yes, you know. Yes, I do.
You do? Yes, what's the story behind
it's
that?
It's actually in line with one of the stories. It's a scorecard. That's all I'm going to say. But one of the stories is a scorecard.
Oh, you little tease, you. With 30 stories in there. I know you are able to break out some of the stories, actually, so that listeners, mm-hmm. If they do want to go and buy this book, and remember, it's always for a great cause as well. It's going to be available. So the release date actually is tomorrow.
It is indeed, yes.
Sites like Amazon, and also with some of the major book shops around the region. You were in Bishop Stortford yesterday, I think.
That's right.
Distributing some of your posters in Waterstones.
That's correct, yeah. So we will be Waterstones and major bookshops as well. All the major booksellers will eventually have it.
I'm sure we'll be able to get our mitts on it in Waterstones in Cambridge.
Definitely.
Will it have national distribution across the UK?
Yes, it will.
Fantastic.
Yes, yeah.
As indeed have your three previous books. And this really is a departure this time round.
Yes.
By getting other people to recall some of the tales.
That's right.
Some amusing, I guess, some stories with highs and lows, ups and downs.
It varies. A lot of them are genuinely funny, laugh out loud funny. Some are charming, and some are just sort of gentle reminders that it's okay. You know, it's okay to laugh, it's fine to smile, and the hope is that that's exactly what it does. Even if you don't necessarily want to talk about things, if you can read about somebody else who's gone through something and still has the ability to smile, it allows you that connection without necessarily having to talk to somebody.
People that might have been through chemotherapy, radiotherapy, of course, it leads to hair loss. Mm-hmm. For ladies, that is far more important for their self-awareness and persona. And sometimes they can lose confidence through that fact that maybe a lot of their hair has been lost. They have to wear a wig. But I suppose you could make fun of it. I don't know whether this is in the book. You know, they've gone to somewhere like the King's Ride in Royston, so they're up on the escarpment. They get a lovely view of Ely, but then the wind gets up and, hey, guess what? My wig flew into the brambles or into the bushes. Hey, we're going to laugh about it because my hair will grow back and it'll probably be a lot curlier and nicer than it ever was. Mm-hmm. Stories like that, I guess. Mm-hmm. So you've been meeting up with these ladies down at Sawbridgeworth, at the wonderful hotel, which is where the book launch should be tomorrow. And for quite a number of months, nay, years now, some ladies have gathered there for Braafternoons.
That's right.
How did you get involved with them?
Braafternoon is run by a lady called Anita Gray. And I met her actually when my very first book was published, and she invited me to go on and do a motivational follow your dreams speech at one of our other business ventures that she does. It was only when a friend of mine was then diagnosed with cancer and I wanted to get her some support that somebody said, oh, actually, Anita also runs this cancer support group. And it sort of went on from there. So we already knew each other, but through a completely different avenue. And then we developed this. I came up with the idea for the book, had some contributions from friends and friends of friends, but was looking for sort of a broader scope, and went along to Braafternoon and just posed the question to the ladies there, you know, did anybody think it was actually a good idea? And as it turns out, a lot of them did.
Somebody said, yeah, I've got a good story for
That's
you,
right,
Brenda.
Exactly.
Or the concept came together maybe in your head while you were sitting with those ladies having their cup of tea and biscuit, which they meet, what, once a month?
It is once a month, yes. It's usually, I believe, the first Monday, if I'm not mistaken, in every month. But it does chop and change depending with holidays and that sort of thing.
And the catchment, the area, really, people from around North Hertfordshire, so the northern home counties, parts of Essex, they come together.
That's right. And we do also have, there is the odd occasion where somebody has perhaps been a couple of years ago, say, and then moved abroad. But if they're back in the country, they'll very often pop along as well.
Just dip in and say,
right.
Hey, you know,
that's
I'm
right.
doing well. Hopefully,
it's
all
very informal, that's right. And everybody is welcome.
And you have presumably forums or little talks? Do you get people to come along?
We do, and there are we get alternative therapists. They do armchair yoga, which is nice, obviously, if you're not particularly into flicking your legs around and things. And also dietitians, people that can give advice with makeup, that sort of thing. So it does, it's sort of across the board, it helps people.
So this is kind of a pop-up one. Here in Cambridge, down at Great Shelford, next to the Scottsdale's Garden Centre, we have the Cambridge Cancer Care Centre. They have, again, an aromatherapy centre and a little hydro. Not so much a pool as a bath in there, but again, people who can take people forward with just some relaxing music, where people can go, another area just where people can bring their heads together, talking heads together over a cup of tea or coffee and express, I don't know, their anxieties or just the hopes and the positivity as well, which can come across. I think this sounds very, very similar.
Mm. We do like to say it's more of, it's a social thing. It's something whereby you look forward to it. And generally what tends to happen is there's an awful lot of laughter.
Any cancer in your family then? Is this how...
There is a history, yes. Yeah. Going back, it's particularly male, an uncle of my husband's. He had cancer. And that's one of the stories that's also included in the book.
So this is what's impassioned you, really, Brenda, perhaps?
Friends and family, definitely. And then obviously it became broader as I took it further to other things and spoke to more people about it.
As we said earlier on, it's a departure from your normal writing style that you've done three novels, fiction, before.
That's right, yes.
And they've sold very well. And every 2 years or so, it's wonderful.
I'll pop up again.
You pop up, I was going to say, exactly that. You pop up again and you got something new. And this is a completely different project for you. Your previous books have sold very well. I think, because when you were in the green room earlier on, one of my questions was, are you rolling along nicely down the hill? Is it an avalanche effect? Do you feel that generally your sales are gathering and the impetus? And
yeah, I think so. And I do personally feel that writing is addictive. I think once you get going and you get started and that sort of thing, it becomes almost impossible not to scribble something down at some point.
And do you start really with just notes to construct? In this case, all right, let's talk about the book that we're featuring today. Might make you smile. So presumably you just jotted down in a notebook, an old-fashioned pen and pencil
absolutely.
Paper and pencil, and off we go with jotting down some notes. We won't give too much away from the book, Brenda, because obviously we want people to buy it. But can you give me, I don't know, just a couple of stories that we might find within the covers that might make you smile?
Absolutely, yes. There was one lady who, she worked in London, and she used to get up very early. And obviously in the wintertime, it's very dark. And she was getting ready for work and putting on her makeup and everything. Got on the train to go to Liverpool Street. Noticed that a few people were actually staring at her quite intently. Got off the train at Liverpool Street, went to her offices and began to really feel like, you know, there was a lot of attention her way. She then went into the toilets to realise that instead of a soft brown pencil for eyebrows, she'd given herself a sparkly metallic green, ending up looking like something of a Star Trek. And it's just these odd little things that it's only when you start talking to people, they'll say, do you know, I've had this happen to me. And it opens people up, you know, everybody likes to laugh about things.
So that half insomniac state, if that's the word anywhere, while you're still sort of suffering from insomnia, waking up in the morning, going in the mirror in half light.
Exactly.
And using the wrong
pen. And she didn't just do it once either. By all accounts, she did it more than once.
Oh, what? Several journeys on the train down to Liverpool
Street.
Throw that
pencil away, yeah.
I think that might be the thing to do. Or just pretend it's 10 o'clock on Friday night or something
exactly.
like that. And say, well, hey, I did this today. So here's my charity bucket, you know. Oh, that's a whole new thing. Sort of put on really loud, explosive makeup or something.
Sure.
So that you go around and do that for charity. That, there we are. Listen, like, after all, there's Movember for the men who want to wear their moustaches in November. And that's all for a very good cause and charity as well. We've just got time then to find out about one more story that's in
sure.
the book.
There is one. It's a friend of mine, actually, that she had to go for an appointment very early in the morning. It was for a type of scan. Unfortunately, for that one morning, she'd overslept. She got up very late, ran around, couldn't find various pieces of underwear that she needed to wear, decided she wasn't going to worry. She had to get to Cambridge, to Adam Brooks, funnily enough. Got in the car. She hadn't combed her hair or anything. Got in the car, got stuck in a traffic jam. Then thought, it's okay, I'll use this opportunity to quickly do my hair and makeup. Then realised she'd brought the wrong handbag, so she had nothing. Gets to the hospital, gets into her cubicle, starts to get changed, looking an absolute sight. Turns round, bangs her head on the roof, the rack where you put your shoes on in the changing rooms. Swore somewhat, opened the door, and there stands Dr. Drop Dead Gorgeous, and it's only 10:30 in the morning. Her day did not start well.
Looking a bit like, I don't know, just like you might mess up your, as a 4-year-old girl that has a doll who might mess it up deliberately to make it look dreadful.
It was not her finest hour, no.
Bedraggled hair, all sort of shot up somewhere as if you just had a static bolt of electricity through it. And looking with shadows under the eye. Oh, dear.
Exactly.
Oh, dear. How to not him.
No.
But I suppose that wouldn't be what's on your mind after all. You're a hospital for more serious things. But
it is the thing that sticks out most at the end of it all.
And it's the funny side of it.
Yes.
As you say, Brenda. So just to tell listeners about the book again, the author here is Brenda Burling, and the book is called Might Make You Smile. It's published tomorrow, and 10%, as we said earlier on, of the fees, if you like, for the books that are generated, we'll go to the Helen Rollison Cancer Charity. Helen Rollison, for those who maybe are a bit younger, was a sports presenter on the BBC. She worked for BBC Television Sport at one time, sadly lost her life to the disease. But her cancer charity has been running for many years, and they in turn will send money to cancer research. That's where the money will go in the end. Mm-hmm. You've got a big, as I say, book unveiling tomorrow of this book.
Yes.
But if you want to see it in the meantime, then of course you can go online and search for it anyway with a pink, well, mainly pink cover, should we say. Mike, Make You Smile. It's up there. And to say, you can find it on many of the major booksellers, and it'll be available tomorrow for a very, very good cause. Brenda, thanks very much. Time soon comes round, but I'm afraid we've run out of time on this particular Wednesday morning. Do come back and let me know
Thank
what
you.
You're up to. As you say, you just
Indeed.
Pop up again.
There we go.
2 years from now, you'll be ready with something else. You'll be sitting
something
in your
new.
Study and writing something new. But you've
exactly.
got all this to think about for tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All the best to you. And thank you for coming in. And what a wonderful initiative. And a wonderful cause as well with Brafternoon as well.
Thank you very much.
Brenda Burling, thanks very much for coming by this morning.